Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, John Stevenson. Batting second, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting third, the second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Amado Samuel. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Lowry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Frank Lowry. For the Milwaukee Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting second, the shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting third, the right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Lee May. Batting fifth, the catcher, Joe Torre. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Gene Oliver. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Rico Cardi. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tony Cloninger. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Tony Cloninger. And now, play ball. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Cannell covering, for the out. Mathews moves to second. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Mathews trying to get to home. Cannell throws to Canizaro, who tags Mathews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torre. The throw from Canizaro and he is safe. Torre steals second. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball towards right. Christopher catches it and throws to second to double up Torre. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive towards third. Matthews catches it and throws to second to double up Larry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-0 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott moves to second. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Elliott moves to third. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry takes first base on ball four. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kloninger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kloninger hits a line drive beyond first. Cranepool can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Cardi moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cardi scores. Kloninger moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke takes first base on ball 4. Kloninger moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kloninger scores. Matthews moves to third. Menke moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Braves. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torre moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Braves. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutherland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cloninger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutherland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Samuel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jesse Gonder now catching. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Menke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Aaron hits a line drive towards short. Samuel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Darryl Sutherland. Ty Cline now playing center field. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cloninger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a line drive towards short. Menke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Menke fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Carl Willie now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torre moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Torre moves to third. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Torre scores. It's 9-0, Braves. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cloninger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Kolb now playing right field. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Samuel hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 9, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.